All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Today's daf is Nun Dalet. We are picking up at the Mishnah, Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Our shir this morning is dedicated by Moshe and Devorah Wertersheim. It's a refuah shlema for Avram Yeshaya Gershon, Ben Devorah Chana. Surgery should be successful. Amir Tashem, and you should have a complete and enduring refuah. We also thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Kislev, Josh and Becca Friedman, for dedicating Le'uli Nishmas, Josh, his father, Yisrael Yehuda ben Avchaim Rifoel, on the occasion of his first yahrzeit, and Simi and Malka Estherson, Le'uli Nishmas, their parents, Yitzchok Leib ben Aaron HaKoin, Sarah Rachel Bas Baruch Avram, Hinda Bas Henech Ephraim. We hope that on the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an Aliyah, and the families in the Chama. And I will say with that, let us begin. Says the Mishnah, Haroe Yom Yud Aleph Ben Hashmashas. So we're talking about over here, again, continued situations of suffix. Remember again, so we started already on this theme yesterday about dealing with different rios that occur at different times and therefore, by definition, create a situation of doubt. So for example, Aroi Yom Yud Aleph Ben Hashmashas. So let's remember again, still working on the 7-11 model, right? Ultimately, again, 7 days Nida. When the 7 days of Nida end, ultimately, again, the 11 days of Zivus begin. So Aroi Yom Yud Aleph Ben Hashmashas. So we'll say what's taking place over here is a woman sees Dam at the end of the 11th day, at the end of the 11th day, right? Ben Hashmashas. So we'll say, what's the problem over here? Because it's Ben Hashmashas, ultimately, again, is this Dam Ziva or is it Dam Nida? So what's the halacha? Or Tchila Nida v'Sof Nida. Tchila Ziva v'Sof Ziva. We'll say, the Gemara is going to question what exactly this phraseology means. Because it sounds like what it's saying is, it's a Safe. Is it the beginning of her Nidos or the end of her Nidos? The beginning of her Zivos or the end of her Zivos. So we're going to see ultimately, and the Gemara is going to challenge just what exactly this means. We'll clarify. Next, similarly, Yomar Bon Lezach Yom Shmuel Ben Akiva Ben Hashmashas. So we'll say, same idea. Let's say a woman had given birth. So remember again, the duration of Yimei Tumah and Tara is different for a boy and a girl, right? For a boy, 7 days, and then 33 days of Yimei Tara. For a girl, 14 days Yimei Tumah, 66 Yimei Tara. Let's say she's bleeding at the end of her Yimei Tara, on the 40th day Ben Hashmashas, or for a boy, or on the 80th day Ben Hashmashas. So let's remember again, what happens? If ultimately, again, she's bleeding within the 40 days or within the 80 days, that's Yimei, that's Dam Tohar, right? Yet, interestingly enough, if that's at the end of those days, then what? Potentially Dam Nida. So again, all of this is occurring Ben Hashmashas. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? The Kulan Hare Elu Tos. So we'll say, so over here the Lashon is also very interesting. Hare Elu Tos means these are mistaken, but it doesn't mean mistaken. It means rather they have the capacity to make a mistake, i.e. it's a suffix. So we'll say, remember again, this whole discussion is not unique to Hilchos Nida. This is or I should say Hilchos Zivos or Hilchos Leda. This is the general discussion when it comes to Ben Hashmashas. What do I do with Ben Hashmashas? What's the status of Ben Hashmashas? I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua makes an interesting statement. Ad she'atem metaknes ha'shotos, bo v'tiknos es ha'pikos. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua, so literally the way it sounds like is, before you spend your time focusing on the foolish ones, go ahead and spend your time focusing on the wise ones. So we'll see exactly what Rabbi Yeshua is talking about, a very enigmatic statement. We'll see in the Gemara. To which the Gemara says, Tchilas Nida v'Sof Nida. So we'll say, so here's the issue. Remember again, the Mishnah began with a case of a woman who sees Dam at the end of the 11th day. So remember again, the 11 days are the window for Zivos. Window for Zivos. So she's seeing that Dam Ben Hashmashos. Mm-hmm. So we know, what does that mean? It's a suffix. Is that Dam Ziva or is that Dam Nida? So remember, but the way the Mishnah said it was Tchilas Nida Vesof Nida. So ask the Gemara, why are you saying Tchilas Nida Vesof Nida? Tchilas Nida Vesof Ziva Hi. Remember, when she sees Dam at the end of the 11th day Ben Hashmashos, so we'll say, what's the suffix there? The Shaila is that the end of her Zivos period, or is that the beginning of her Nida period? You're right, Amr of Chisti, right? It's just a textual error. Here's how you have to read the Mishnah. Halchi Kamar, Haroa Sof Yud Aleph, Ben Hashmashas. If a woman sees Dam at the end of the 11th day, Bein Ashmashas, during the twilight period. So Rabbi Yossi, I also wanted to point out that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda from yesterday's daf are also only two of the opinions. There are still other opinions by Bein Ashmashas. So I'm just, again, the Gemara only brought down two of them. I just want to point out that's not the totality of the Bein Ashmashas discussion. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says, how come, here's how I have to say it. Haroi Yom Yir Aleph Bein Ashmashas. If a woman sees dam at the end of the 11th day Bein Ashmashas, they both say, what's the suffix? Tchilas Nida V'Sof Ziva. In reality, that is a suffix. Is that considered to be the beginning of Nida or the end of Ziva? U'b'shvi'i l'nida, says Sumle Gim, if she were to see dam at the end of the 7th day of her Nidus, that is also a suffix. What's the suffix? Sof Nida U'tchilas Ziva. There the suffix, Rabosai, is it the beginning of her Nidus? Is it the end of her Nidus or the beginning of her Zivos? Good. I'm going to be Yeshua. So Rabosai says, therefore again, the Gemara just simply changes the text of the Mishnah. I'm going to be Yeshua. Actually, I'm remember again, Rabbi Yeshua comes along in the Mishnah with a very enigmatic statement and says, before you spend all of your time focusing on the foolish women, focus on the smart women. What does that mean? To which the Gemara says, Hani tap of Nundal and Mudalif. Hani Shotos Ninhu? The women described in the beginning of the Mishnah will say, are they foolish women? Toos Ninhu. What's we're talking about? Suffolk. We're talking about Suffolk. We're talking about, again, where a woman sees Dam Ben Hashmashos. Why are you using the Lashon of Shotos? Right? It's Toos. We're supposed to say Toos. Again, we normally translate Toos as how? As how? Mistaken. But here, remember, what it means is they have the capacity to make a mistake because it is a Suffolk. So why are you calling it Shotos? Call it Toos. Ella? Gemara says again, Tani Toos. Inachinami. Gemara says, change it. It doesn't matter, right? Rabbi Yehoshua didn't mean to say Shotos. He meant to say toast. So we'll say, we're going to go now through a series of cases. We're going to go through this actually a bit quickly. And we'll say, you'll see, I looked at this last night. There's the Art Scroll has very good tables for this. So again, I'll say, let me just tell you what we're going to do. And then we're going to plow through it. Which is, I will say, that what we're going to see is the Gemara is going to give a whole bunch of different scenarios where a woman bleeds on and off, on and off, on and off. And if this is her continued cycle, assuming that this is the way she is always going to be, the Gemara is going to tell you which days she is permitted, which days she is prohibited, and which cases cycles are so incredibly problematic that she may be quote-unquote asura to her husband forever. So, yeah. Thank you. Right. So you'll see again. I'm not gonna go through all of the daily calculations because you just don't have time for it. But Lamaisa, again, maybe somebody will take the pictures of the perfect. Thank you. So there's like I think like 10 of them. So but again, you can do one by one. Says the Gemara as follows. Here we go. Disanya Yom Echad Tamei V'Yom Echad Tar. So we'll say, let's say she has the following cycle. One day is Tame, one day is Tar. Now, Paul said, when we say cycle, what we assume is this is the way she is continuously living, right? This goes on and on and on and on. So, Yom Echa Tame, Yom Echa Tar. So, ultimately, again, look, and Rashi says it over here. Yom Echa Tame, Yom Echa Tar, Kol Yameha. So, Paul says, so this is her cycle, V'kamayri kisheroa bayom. Okay, so Paul says, so for example, one day she sees Dam, one day she doesn't. What's Talocha? Mishameshes Shmini Velela Om Imo. She has the ability to go ahead and be with her husband on the 8th day, as well as the night following the 8th day. Look at Rashi. Mishameshes Shmini Liom Shera'a Sabo Ri'ya Rishona. So we'll say the 8th day from which she saw the first Ri'ya, she has the ability to be with her husband Shari Tahorihi Shari B'Shvi'i La'erev Tavla, because remember again, the 7th day at night, she has the ability to go to the mikvah. Velotira adchi, and she won't see again until the 9th day. Hilchach mishameshes shmini shalim v'layla v'yom. Therefore, she has the ability to be with her husband the entire eighth day, the night as well as the day. V'layla imo, Rashi says, is layla acharav negitishu, which means the night is not only the night of the 8th day, but it's the night of the 8th day, the day of the 8th day, and the following night as well. Next. Mishameshes shmini v'leilo imo v'arba leilos mitoch shmona asar yom. And Abosa again, when kind of plotting this out, she has the ability to be with her husband 4 nights out of every 18 days. V'im haisa ro'a mi ba'erev. But if ultimately again she would see dam at night, Eina mishamesh as ela shmini bilvat. Rabbi says, and under those circumstances, she would only be permitted to her husband on the eighth day. Good. Next case. Shnei yamim tmeim u'shnei yamim tahorim. So we'll say next case is, this is her cycle. 2 days she bleeds, 2 days she doesn't. So what's the halacha? Mishamesh. So Rabbi says, I just also want to point out to you, remember what's happening over here. There's two different processes that unfold here. There's Nida and Zava. So Shnei Yamim Tmein, Shnei Yamim Torim. 2 days she bleeds, and 2 days she doesn't. So the Gemara says, Shnei Yamim Torim, Mishameshes Shmini. So she has the ability to be with her husband ultimately again on the eighth day. Ushnei Masar, and on the 12th day. Vishisha Asar, the 16th day. Ve'esrim, and the 20th day. I says the Gemara v'tishamish nami b'shisar, but again, according to the calculations, Rabbi says she should be permitted to her husband on the 19th day as well. Rav Shesh says zos omeres is actually fascinating. The reason why this is not permitted, Rabbi says, is going to be a sugya we're going to see a little bit later on. Gargaron disnan aser. Rabbi says, I look at Rashi for just a moment. This is really very interesting. The gargaron disnan aser. Look at Rashi. First Rashi says v'tishamish b'shisar. It's in the not in the widest lines, but in the intermediate lines. The kamelon perek acharon. So we'll see this again in a couple of days. Yom echad asar li meziva lo ba'ishimer yom kinegdo. So we'll say, listen to this interesting case. Let's say a woman bleeds on the 11th day of the zivos period. So remember again, normally what happens if a woman bleeds during her Yemei Zivos, she's what's called a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. So we'll say if she bleeds one day, that means what? The next day has to be clean. She goes to the mikvah, and that night she is permitted to her husband. What happens if she bleeds on day number 11? So we'll say, so technically speaking, so Rashi said, we're going to see this, so Rashi points out it's Ayin Beis and Beis. So a little bit under 2 weeks or so. So the Gemara says, so Yom Echad Asar Limei Ziva, Lo Bai Shimor Yom Kinegdo. But say, if she bleeds on day number 11, she doesn't need to be Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Why? Because the next day already, what? She's out of her Zivos period. Vizu Lama Mishameres Yutes, Bisho Yudches Shusov Ziva. But say, in this last case over here, in this calculation, so technically speaking, day 19 would technically speaking be the day after Zivos. So therefore, technically speaking, she should be permitted to her husband. What does this show us? Gargiron disnan. We'll say, look at Rashi again. Beperek tinokes, haroi yom yud aleph etavli yom shel achar. We'll say, listen to this. If a woman bleeds on day number 11, and therefore we'll say, so what happens? So she goes to the mikvah the day after. Now remember again, the day after day number 11 is what? Good, day 12. Right, thank you. Right. But for our purpose, we'll say, what is it? It's after the Zivos period. So on a technical level, she could, look at Rashi. And let's say she has relations with her husband that day, and ultimately again sees Dam again that day. Beisilal omrim hare ze gargiran. Shalohimtim yom ze. So we'll say gargaron almost means like a bit hasty or gluttonous. That ideally the couple should wait until that night, until having relations. But technically speaking, they're not in the wrong for being together that day, if Halach Lamaisa Shorty went to the mikvah. Because technically speaking, the Yemei Zivos are already over. But that's what's called the gargaron, right? That's what's called being a bit hasty. So the fact that in this model, again, we're saying that day number 19 is usher, it's only day number 20, ultimately, again, that Halach Lamaisa. That Halach Lamaisa is problematic. Therefore, what? Therefore, we see that gargaron is usher. Good. Rav Ashi Amar. Nihid chad asar lo bayishimer, asiri miha bayishimer. So Rav Ashi says, even though the 11th day might not require any kind of shimur, ultimately, again, the 10th day does. So we'll see. If we look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, Rav Ashi Amar, Li Olam Eino Aser, V'Hachi D'Tani Aser Mishum Sherasi Yom Asiri Diyo Bayishimer. So we'll see, Rav Ashi says, the truth is, it's not really because we're worried about the 12th day, which is the 19th day, but rather, again, we're just worried that ultimately, again, if we allow her to be with her husband on this first day post Zivus, immediately after going to the mikvah, without waiting that day, that Allah Kalamaisa, that could cause her to make mistakes with the actual Yemei Zivos. Okay, good. Shloshi Yamim Tmeim, Ushloshi Yamim Tmeim. We'll say next case. 3 days she bleeds, and 3 days she's Tahora. So what's the halacha? Mishameshes Shnei Yamim. So she has the ability to have relations for 2 days. Vishuv Eina Mishameshes Liolam. And ultimately, again, she can never have relations with her husband again. They must say, understand what this means. This is talking about, again, if this is her constant cycle, right, that this doesn't stop. 3 days on, 3 days off. Look at Rashi. Mishamesh esnei shnei yamim. Achadas arvi yud beis. So that would represent the 11th and 12th days. Shashmini utishim yud alav shebe nida. Hein vaasiri shimorhu. Lahayim vishub ena mishamesh esnei olam. She'ela tehe shahari tehe zava. Because what happens? The problem is in this model, on days 13, 14, and 15, she becomes a Zava Gedola. Zava Gedola requires what? Shiva Nikim, right? 7 clean days. And the problem is, based on her cycle, she will never get 7 clean days. So because of that, technically speaking, she becomes prohibited to her husband forever. So we'll say, so just the idea of becoming prohibited to her husband forever just is not like a statement of Chazal assuring her. It's a metzius in the way this type of cycle works. Next, Arba Yomim Tumeim V'Arba Yom Torim. 4 days. 4 days she bleeds. 4 days she's tar. What's talacha? Mishameshes yom echad. She has the ability to be with her husband for 1 day. Rashi says over here, which day is that? That's Shmini. The kula brisa kishra berer. So we'll say something that she's seeing at night. So remember again, the 8th day, technically speaking, she would be able to be with her husband. Vishuv eina mishameshes liolam. But ultimately, again, she would never be permitted to be with her husband again. I will say, same idea. Because in this model as well, what occurs? She ends up becoming a Zava Gedola and cannot get Shiva Nikiyam. That's the challenge. Chamisha yomim tamei v'chamisha yomim tahorin. So we'll say, ultimately, again, 5 days that she bleeds, 5 days that she's tahor. What happens? Mishameshes shloshi yomim. She has the ability, ultimately, to be with her husband for 3 days, but again, same idea. Because of the cycle, she then becomes a Zava Gedola, can never get Shiva Nikiyam, Vishuv Eina Mishameshes Liolam. And therefore, again, never has the ability to be with her husband again. Shisha Yamim Temeim, Vishisha Yamim Tehorim. 6 days she bleeds, 6 days she's tar. What's the halacha? Mishameshes Chamisha Yamim. She'll have the ability to be with her husband for 5 days, but again, Rabbi Osai, same problem. Becomes a Zava Gedola, can't get Shiva Nikiyam, and therefore Asura to her husband forever. Shiva Yamim Tamei V'Shiyam. Just to understand, by the way, what's happening over here. Remember, this is in response to Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua said, Mishnah, you're telling me all of the cases of Safek, right? All of these cases where she's having a Re'iyah, Bein HaShmashos, and you're telling me it's Bein HaShmashos between Nida and Zivos, or between Zivos and Nida, or at the end of Yoledes to Nida. Rabbi Yeshua says, don't focus on the Safek cases, focus on the Vadei. These are the Vadei cases. So the Gemara is saying, fine, Rabbi Yeshua, you're right. We're going to give you all of the Vadei cases. So Shivyam Tmev, Shivyam Torin. She bleeds for 7 days. 7 days she's clean. Mishameshes revia yamha mitoch chaf ches yamim. So we'll say, so remember again, here in this kind of case, she can get Shiva Nikiyam, even if Zava Gedola is triggered, because she has 7 days without bleeding. So the Gemara looks, so therefore when the Gemara frames this, it says she has the ability to be with her husband for a quarter of the days out of every 28 days. So we'll say, because these days ultimately will fall out differently because of Shiva Nikiyam, we look at it kind of in a panoramic view, and in a panoramic view, she has the ability to be with her husband one quarter of every 28 days. Shmoni Yomim Temeim, Ushmoni Yomim Tahorim. 8 days she's Temeya, 8 days she's Tahora. Mishameshes Chamisha Asar Yom Mitoch Arboim Ushmona. So it says she has the ability to be with her husband 15 days out of every 48. To which the Gemara says 15, Hani Arbe Sarhavu. It should really be 14. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Amrav Ada Bar Yitzchak Zos Omeres Yemei Nidasa She'ein Roa Bahen Olan l'sviras zivasa. So I'll say from this last case, the Gemara says something very interesting. Very interesting, which is you see from here, that ultimately, again, yemei nidos, that a woman doesn't see any dam, ultimately, again, could count towards her ziva. So I'll say, this is actually very interesting. In other words, what happens if a woman's nida period overlaps with her zivos? And let's say she's observing Shiva Nikim, right? But ultimately, again, or I should say differently, what happens if she has yemei nidos, where she's not having any kind of discharge? Can those yemei nidos ultimately count towards her zivos days? You're going to see this case framed in just a moment. The Gemara says, we actually asked this question. Amad Beis. Yemei Leida, the Gemara asked in a different way, and it's actually quite fascinating. Yemei Leida, she'ina roa bahen maushiyale l'sviras zivasa. So Rabbi said, it's actually incredible. What happens if she gives birth? But the case over here now, Bose Rashi points out to her, Yemele Dasa, Kigon Yalda Bizov, Paska Miyad. So Bose, woman gives birth, Yoledes Bizov. Remember again, how could you be a Yoledes Bizov? If Halacha Lamaisa, she gives birth during her Yemei Zivos, and again, potentially she might have gone ahead and even bled for 3 days during that time. She's a Zavagidol. We've seen this case before many times. She's Yoledes Bizov. Now, in this case over here, she's giving birth, she's in a state of Zivos, but now again, she's no longer bleeding. She's no longer bleeding. So I'll say, so what's happening? She is in Yemei Leida. She's in the technically in Yemei Leida. Says more specifically, Yemei Tuma. Can the Yemei Leida count towards her Zivus or not? See, Yemei Leida, Shinroaban, if she has Yemei Leida where she is not bleeding, right? Maush Yalulus Viras Zivasa. Do they have the ability to count towards the counting of her Zivus? Good Shiloh. So we'll say, so on one hand, what do we say? On one hand, they're clean days. They're clean days. On the other hand, what's the issue? What's the issue? Those days have a different identity. What's the identity of those days? They're Yemei Leida. They're not Yemei Ziva. So does the fact that they're clean allow them to count towards Yemei Ziva? Or does the fact ultimately, again, that they have a different identity as Yemei Leida preclude that possibility? Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana said, Tashma. Rasa shnayim ulishlishi epila. If a woman saw dam for 2 days, and on the third day she miscarried, the inyodas mahepila. And I'll say ultimately again, she does not know what she miscarried. In other words, she doesn't know, did she miscarry a boy or a girl? Hare zu safek ziva, safek leida. So we'll say in this case over here, she's a safek ziva, safek leida. Rashi says, look at Rashi, safek leida, safek ziva. Shema Leida, Shema Ziva, Shema Lozu Velozu. So we'll say, so again, was this a birth? Was this Zivos? Or perhaps it was something else? Right? Shema Lozu Velozu. Ve'im Vlatu Velorasa Bepsichas HaKever, Harehu Leida Veloziva. Ve'im Eino Vlad Verasa Dan Bepsichas HaKever, Harehu Zava. Ve'im Kan Leida. Ve'im Vlatu Verasa Dan Beleidaza, Harehu Yoledes Bezov. So we'll say, so all these different possibilities. Is it Leida? Is it Zava? Is it Yoledes Bezov? Vim Niftach Kever below Dam, the Inovlad. And I will say, if ultimately, again, it was a Psichas Pia Kever, opening of the uterus, and there was no Dam. And there was no Vlad. In Kan Lozu Velozu. Hilchach Safeku, Rashi says. Venatil Alea Chomer Leidu Latamishvu Ayim. Afilu lo tira. So we'll say on one hand, in this case over here, we mamish don't know what happened. All we know is that she bled for 2 days and then miscarried something. But what did she miscarry? Was it a vlad? Was it dam? Was there psichas pia? Well, we don't know what happened. So we'll say in a case like this, what do you have to do? Harezu safek ziva safek leida. So Rashi, let me just finish that. Rashi is what we do over here is as follows. Venatil alea chomer leida. So we'll say on one hand, we put upon her the chomeres of leida, which is what? Letame shvuayim afilu lo tira. We'll make her tummy like she gave birth to a girl for 2 weeks, even though she didn't see any blood. The chomer ziva, and we'll also give her the chomeres of ziva. She calls man shlo tifzog zayin nekiim lo titar. We'll also give her the chomeres of zava gidola, which means that what? She requires shiva nekiim. Umeviya karban, we'll also make her bring a karban, right? Ve'eno ne'achal, but she can't eat, the carbon cannot be consumed. Shema in kan lo leida velo ziva. Because also maybe the possibility that what? It's neither leida, no, neither leida nor ziva. So we'll say, so essentially, we give her tumas leida of 2 weeks like a girl. Right? We go ahead and we require her to have shiva nekiyim like a zava. We make her go ahead and bring a carbon, but the carbon cannot be consumed. So back to the Gemara. Harezu safek ziva safek leida. Mevia carbon veinon echal. Therefore, ultimately, again, she brings the carbon, but the carbon cannot be consumed. Viyemei leidasa shein roa bahen olin la lisviras zivasa. I will say, watch this. But the days after the birth that she does not see any dam, ultimately what? Count towards the Shiva Nikiyim of her Zivus. So we'll say, what does this sound like over here? It sounds like over here that Halacha L'maisa, Yimei Leida, on which she does not see dam, can count towards Shiva Nikiyim of Zivus. Amar Papa, that Papa said, this is not necessarily a good ride, and I'll tell you why. Shiny Hasan, Kevan Di'ika L'mimar Yoledes Zacharhu, he, V'chol Hani Shiva Yisiri D'kaya Avinalei, So Rabbi says, no. I'll tell you why maybe in this case it works. It could be that under normal circumstances we would say that Allah Yimei Leida can't count towards Shiva Nikiyim of Zivus. This case is different. Why? Because we must remember again, how many days of Yimei Leida are we making her observe in this case? How many days? 14. But maybe she had a boy. Maybe she had a boy, in which case, how many days of Leida would there normally be?
Seven.
So the fact that you're making her keep an additional seven, that's why you could count towards Shiva Nikiyim. But under normal circumstances, Yimei Leida can't count towards Yimei Zivus. I'm like, I'm going to read you, what are you talking about, Papa? That's not true. Remember again, the reason she has to count, keep 14 of us, is because the strong possibility that there's just as much of a possibility that she had a boy than she had a girl. I love Shmamina Olin Shmamina. Rather, Rabbi say, what do you see from here? You see, Einachinami, that this is indeed the halacha. At least according to the Gemara over here. That Yimei Leida can count towards Yimei Ziva. So, Rabbi say, in a case like this, where ultimately, again, she bled for 2 days, and then ultimately, again, was Mapil on the third day, and we don't know what happened here. Meaning, there's a suffix on every single level, which is, was this a Leida? Was this not a Leida? Was there dam? Was there not dam? We mamish don't know what happened over here. So therefore, we have no choice but to be machmir for every single situation. Therefore, again, possibility of Zavah Gedola, possibility of Yoledes Zachar, possibility of Yoledes Nekeva. Therefore, we're going to give her all of the Chumras. 14 days of Yimei Tumah, as if she gave birth to a girl. Shiva Nekiyim, as if she was a Zava. Bring a Karban. But the Rabbi say, now remember, Karban would be for either one, right? Zavah Gedola or for Yoledes. But because we don't know what the Karban is being brought for, therefore what is brought, but it is not consumed. But what you do see clearly over here is that what? That if after the birth she does not bleed, then even those initial days, which are called, quote-unquote, Yimei Leida, can absolutely count towards her Shiva Nikiyim of Zivus. Good. So we'll say the paragraph ends off. Tisha Yomim Timim B'Tisha Yomim Torim. This is just to kind of finish out the unit of these strange and difficult cycles. If ultimately, again, she bleeds for 9 days, and for 9 days she's tahora, then what's the halacha? Mishameshes shmona yamim mitoch shmona asar. She'll be permitted to her husband 8 days out of every 18. Asar yamim tmeim v'asar yamim tahorim. If for 10 days she's bleeding, and for 10 days, ultimately, again, she's tahora. So yamei shimusha ki yamei zivasa. So we'll say, in this case, interestingly enough, the days she is permitted to her husband will be equal to the number of days of potential zivos. Look at Rashi. Yemei shimushi ki mei zivasa, teme asara teme en havu zayin nida, vigimol ziva, ume asara tahorin zayin l'sfira, vigimol atashmish hari yemei shimush ki mei ziva. Good. So we'll say, in this model, ultimately, again, the days that she's permitted to be with her husband will be like the days of zivos, or potential zivos, I should say. So the Gemara says, v'chin l'meya, v'chin l'alef. And the same would be true, ultimately, again, if the way her cycle worked was 100 days on, 100 days off, 1,000 days on, 1,000 days off. So the Maaseh Gemara will say it would be the same. So remember, again, all the Gemara is doing is satisfying Rabbi Yoshua's desire in the Mishnah to not focus ultimately again on Safek cases, but to focus on Vaday cases. All of these represent Vaday cycles, and ultimately again how they're dealt with. Hadron Alach Basimim. We'll say Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Dam Hanida. So we'll say again Danida Ubasir Ames, flesh from a corpse. Mitamin lachin, mitamin yivation. It was like convey tumah whether they are moist or whether they are dry. So we'll say, even if you have dried dam nida, or you have a dried up piece of flesh, halacha lemaisa, they can be tuma both in their we'll call it moist form and dry form. On the flip side, avala zov, we'll say zov means the emission from a zov, nia means phlegm, roke is saliva, sheretz, it's a share, it's a rodent. Nevela, carcass of an animal. Shichvas zera, semen. Metamin lochin, vein metamin yeveshin. But say all of these items only convey tuma when they are wet, but not when they are dry. Or I should say when they're moist, but not when they're dry. However, Rabbi said, we saw this before. Rabbi said, if these items dried up, and you could, I guess, for lack of a better term, like reconstitute them, right? You could reinfuse the moisture into it. Then ultimately, again, they regain their status. Then, metamin lochin or metamin yevashin. Ultimately, again, they will become tame in their moist state, as well as in there, as well as in the yevashin. So again, we're going to see in the Gemara, ultimately, again, what this exactly means. Meaning, is this saying that halacha lemaisa, that if something could be, is reconstituted, I think reconstituted is the right word, right? Reconstituted, or remoistened. I'm sorry? Good. You can make it moist again, right? If you can, right? So we'll say, so, right? Make Sheikh Lazara moist again, right? So we'll say, so, right? So you can make it, you can infuse, I don't think reconstituted is probably the whatever, you understand what I mean, right? So, I'm sorry? Hydrate it. Good. So I'll say, if you can rehydrate it, so we'll see what this exactly means. Does this mean that it only conveys tuma once you rehydrate it, or that no, anything that can be rehydrated, right, even if it's in its dry form, will still convey tuma? We'll see it in the Gemara. But we'll say, but again, just to keep in mind what we have over here. So far, step number one is there are certain items that convey tuma, whether they are dry or moist. Really, only two items in that category, damnida, Basr Hamais. Everything else only conveys tuma ultimately, again, if it's moist, but not if it's dry. However, if the dry item could be rehydrated and made moist again, then what? Then halacha lemaisa, it will convey tuma. So the Gemara says, v'kama hi shriyasan. So I'll say, by the way, like, it's like, what's the test for that? You know, how long, what does it mean that something could be rehydrated? To which the Gemara says, number one, b'poshrin. First of all, talking about putting something in lukewarm water, me'is leis. So if you would put it back into lukewarm water for 24 hours, and it would become rehydrated, then what? Then halach alamaisa, that's considered to be moist, and therefore conveys tuma. Rabbi Yossi says, no, basar ameis, then yachal ahashos, v'lachsor l'kamoshitar. Most Rabbi Yossi comes along in the seifa of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi says that halach alamaisa, basar ameis, is just like the other stuff in the other category, meaning shechvas zera, zov, roke, namely that if it's dry, it does not convey tuma. If it could be reconstituted or rehydrated, then halacha lemaisa can convey tuma. So I'll say Rabbi Yossi. So remember, Tanakama holds that damida and basar anis convey tuma, both lach and yavesh. Rabbi Yossi saying, I agree with you, legabe damida, but disagree with you, legabe basar hamis. Good. Says the Gemara, how do you mean this? From where do we know this? From where do we know what? Rashi says, the dam nida metame mago umaso. So let's remember again, what the Mishnah introduced us to is the idea that dam nida, the actual nida blood, the actual dam from a woman who was a nida, ultimately again goes ahead and conveys tuma through maga and masa. So if you touch dam nida, if you carry dam nida, you become tame. See, where do we know this from? Amr Chizkiya says, I'll tell you from where. Do Amr Kra, v'hadava b'nidasa. So we'll say, so remember again, this lashon dava b'nidasa, little dava means the flow. The flow from the nida. So the Gemara says, madva kimosa. Her flow is just like her. Mahi mitama, just like the nida herself, the woman herself, conveys tuma. Af madva mitama, so to her flow, also conveys tuma. So just like she as a person, right, if she comes in contact with certain things, conveys tumas nida, so to her dam also conveys tumas nida. Ashkechon loch. So we'll say, I understand that's true, and the blood is wet, right? Because remember again, madva, it doesn't just mean blood. What does it mean? Flow. So pashas flow refers to what type of blood? right? Liquid blood, right? So I know that when it's liquid, it could convey tumah. Yavesh minolam. But the Mishnah said even when the damnida is dried, it can still convey. It can still convey that. It can still convey tumah. Where do I know that from? Rabbi Yitzchak Kamakra Yihyeh. So what say? So the pasuk says V'isha kisiya zava dam yihyeh zava bivsara. So what say? So when it's talking about the flow, it says Yihyeh. Yihyeh we dashi means what? Bahav yaso yehei. Then we'll say now Yihyeh means it retains its status even if what? Even if its form changes. So even if it's no longer liquid and now it's dry dam, it still retains its identity as dam nida and therefore has the ability to convey tuma even in the dry form. Incredible. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema, hani mili balach. So maybe I'll say that applies to what? Dam nida that was liquid and then dried. That's the type of dam nida that conveys tumah, even in a yavesh state. However, yavesh mi'ikara minolam. But say, how do I know that even if the dam was dry from the beginning, then ultimately, again, it conveys tumah like the nidra. So that's what you see, so yavesh from the beginning. What is that talking about? Vesu, I'll tell you where. Hadisnan, because most of you learned this before. Hamapelas kimin klipa, kimin afar, kimin sara, kimin yavchushin adumim. Let's remember this case. A woman expels something that looks like a klipa, looks like a shell, right? Looks like dirt, looks like a hair, looks like yavchushin adumim, right? Literally, again, red clumps. So I'll say, so this is all considered to be, the concern over here is that this is blood. Right, this is congealed, this is hardened blood. So what's the halacha? Takti lamayim. You put these things into water. Im namochu, if they dissolve, tamei. Ultimately, again, then that's indicative that what? That indeed it is dam. So we'll say, so minalon. So we'll say, so now remember again, I could understand if you tell me that if the dam was first liquid and then it dried, that it conveys still conveys tumah, right? Yihyeh, because we'll say, because why? What is that based on? Once it was in the liquid state and conveyed tumah, I understand that it essentially retains that state going forward. But what if the dam was yavesh from the beginning? Like in these cases over here, where when it's coming out of the body, it's already in a solid state. How do I know that even in that case, the dam conveys tumah? Minalan, yihyeh ribuyahu. I will say same idea. Yihyeh comes to include all cases of dam. They're both saying all cases of dam. So whether, again, we're talking about liquid dam, whether we're talking about liquid that became solid, or that it was solid from the time that it was expelled from the body, it's all called dam nida. And halacha lamaisa, based on vahadava benidasa, tells us that the dam of the nida is just like the nida herself. Just like she conveys tumah, so to her dam, the blood will also convey tumah. So the Gemara says, okay. Imahi osa mishkavu moshav l'tami adumu l'tami begadim. Af dama nami osa mishkavu moshav l'tami adumu l'tami begadim. So listen to this. Halacha l'maisa. Anida, right? If Anida, let's say, sits on something or rests her weight on something, mishkav or moshav, she sits on the right, we'll say, what's the halacha? That item becomes an av hatumah. To the point that item could then convey tumah to another person. So I say, now you're going to tell me that Anida's blood is just like the Nida. So therefore I would say, just like she could create Mishkav u'moshav, which means if she sits on something, she makes that item into an avatumah. That item can then convey tumah to another person. So maybe her blood should do the same thing. Therefore, aftama, onami osa mishkav u'moshav, time adon time godim, her blood, Rabbah say, so if her blood, quote-unquote, rests on something, sits on something, it should also make that object into an avatoma, which would then be capable of conveying tumah to another person. To which Gemara says, no, that far we won't go. Atu dama by mishkav moshavu. But remember again, what's the tumah of mishkav moshav? Mishkav moshav means that what? Something you sit on, or something you rest your weight on. So we'll say, bepashtos, that refers to who? To a person. Right? Dam itself shouldn't really be capable of creating tumas mishkav moshav because dam doesn't sit on something. Dam doesn't rest on something. But pashtos, this refers to a human being. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, osa mishkav moshav, she mishkav matame adam. I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, ulatameich. Well, using that logic, I'll ask you the following question. Ulatameich. Evan hamenugas. So I'll say, Evan hamenugas is an interesting case. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, you know what, it's a little bit later, but you see the Rashi says, what's the emunagas means? A stone in a home that is afflicted with saras. Right? It says a stone in a home that is afflicted with saras. So what's emunagas? What happens with emunagas? Even haminugas bas mishkap umoshavi. The Rebbe says, so what the Gemara is saying is like this: we are going to treat the dam of a nida just like the nida herself. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, then I want to say, just like a nida can make something tame, tumas mishkav umoshav, if she sits on something or rests her weight on something, she makes that item into what? Into what? Into an avatoma that has the ability to convey tuma to another person. So let her dam do the same thing. If her dam sits on something, it should also make it an avatoma that she convey tuma to a person. Tushi Gemara says, no, come on. Dam, we will say, it doesn't make sense that dam should be shayich to tumas mishkav umosha. Right? The dam doesn't sit on something. That's a person who does that. So Gemara says, really, is that true? That just because something is an inanimate object, it doesn't create tumas mishkav umosha? But what about the following case? Ultamich even aminugas. We will say, what about a stone from a home that has saras? Vas mishkav umoshav hi. So let's say a stone is also not a bar mishkav umoshav. Yet, what? We need a pasuk to exclude it. Desanyo, yachol te evim minugas osa mishkav umoshav otame adam otame begadim. I might have thought that the stone, an evim minugas, stone with saras, should ultimately create tumas mishkav umoshav. In other words, we'll say that if that stone rests on something, it should make that item into an avatuma, which in turn would then be able to be matame a person. And I'll make a gav chomer v'dinu mazzav shenu matamei bebia ose mishkav umosh. We'll say a zav who is now a time bebia. Now we'll say bia over here doesn't mean relations. Bia means that ultimately, again, if you enter in to a home with a zav, right? If I enter into the home with a zav, I do not contract tuma from the zav by entering under the same roof with him. Yet what? A zav has the ability to make something into a avatuma through mishkav umoshav. In turn, that item which the Zav makes something through Mishkav Moshav can make another person Tame, both his person and his begadim. Evan Aminugas, Shematame Bebia. I will say Evan Aminugas, what's the halacha when you come up with Evan Aminugas? If you enter into a home, right, and one of the stones of the home ultimately has Saras, I will say, what happens? You contract Tuma. You contract Tuma just by being underneath the same roof. And with an Evan Aminugas. Rashi says over here, now it's that Rashi Aminugas. Metame bibia, Adam hanichnas ima lebayis. But say, if you're under the same roof, ultimately you're going to Evan Aminugas, you contract tuma. Ein odin, shemetame mishkav umoshav. There's Rabbi says, should it not be clear? So Rabbi says, you hear the Kavach Omer? Azav, who if you go under the same roof as Azav, you don't contract tuma. Yet Azav, if he sits on something, makes that item into an Av. That Av then has the ability to convey tuma to another person, both to be metame that person's body as well as his clothing. So Evan Minugas, which has a heightened form of tuma, that if I'm even under the same roof with the Evan Minugas, I become tame. Surely if you put the Evan Aminugas on top of something, that should be metame, the item Mishkav Moshav, making that item into an Av. If I then go touch that item, then what? I should become tame, both my person and my clothing. Talmud Lomar Hazov. The Rebbe Zvi in the pasuk speaks about again the ability to create tumas mishkav umoshav. What does it say? Hazov, follow Evan Aminugas. Rebbe Zvi, the drasha is it's only Hazov who has the ability to convey tuma, not the Evan Aminugas. But Rebbe Zvi, what do you see from here? You see from here that Allah Chalamayis, you need a pasuk, you need a drasha to exclude Evan Aminugas from creating tumas mishkav umoshav. Even though what? Evan Aminugas is an inanimate object, yet you still need a pasuk to exclude it. Taima d'miyat ekra ha lav hachi mitame. So also, ultimately, without the pasuk, Evan Aminugas would convey to us mishkav umoshav. So the Gemara says, umina lav amret hazav lo Evan Aminugas hachi ka'amar hachi nami amakra asher hi yoshev esalav hi velo dama. So as I say, we make a drasha over here by Evan Aminugas that is after the zav. Ultimately, again, that conveys tuma. Tumas Mishkav Moshav, but not Evan Minugas. Rabbi says, so too by Nida. The pasuk says, he, right? Asher, he, Yoshev Azala. It is only the Nida herself who can create what? Tumas Mishkav Moshav, but her blood cannot create Tumas Mishkav Umoshe. So Rabbi said, we'll stop over today, but as much as Halacha Lamaisa, we're saying that the Dama Venida is going to be just like the Nida. Ultimately, again, when it comes to Tumas Mishkav Umoshe, if only she could create that Tumah, her Dam cannot. We're going to have finished, we're going to pick up a little bit tomorrow. We'll say, Mazdok to Greg Levitan, on the occasion of the bris of his grandson this morning, B'Shal Tov Mitzlachas and Shul today, Shuzokach Nisa, B'Shal Marino Bizman. Thank you.